Now this is wonderful. Oh boy. Now this is wonderful.
Are we on? It's taking a selfie. How embarrassing is that?
That is literally, that is 100% the worst way we've ever started this podcast.
No, it's not. A little dead air. Cleanse the palate.
No, I'm not. My problem is not with the dead air.
Cleanse the palate. What did you have to drink tonight?
My problem was with you saying that you were taking a selfie.
I know. What did you have to drink tonight?
What didn't I have to drink?
Because I'm having hot chocolate.
Currently, I'm having a coffee. French roast.
Isn't that going to keep you up all night?
Well, I'm going to be up until at least 2. So I figure that's probably okay.
God damn it. I should have done that too then.
But I had 3 beers before I got here.
Are you serious?
Mm-hmm. I had a friend's going away party tonight. So that's why this event was moved to midnight.
And where's he going away to?
She is going away to a new job. I think there's some sort of power play that Anderson does. We're finally all back together. And what's he got to do? He's got to let us kill the first 2 minutes by ourselves.
That's all right.
Because you know what? He lets the strong, you know, the talent take over.
That's all right. We're starting nice and slow.
What the fuck I miss? What I miss? What up?
You missed big times, Mike big taking times. Selfies to start the
Took
show?
Took a selfie?
That's not good.
Yeah, I know. I'm totally embarrassed that I did it.
Why'd you do that?
There was just 2 camera shutter noises and then Mike
listener
going, sorry, just taking a selfie.
Oh. I asked if we were doing a show tonight and I sent her a picture.
Her. Always a her. Weird.
Might be a dude pretending like it's a chick.
Posing as a lady.
Let's hear it for the dudes.
Quick, that takes me right into my very first story.
What kind of case is that? Is that new?
Mike, it's an audio podcast.
Hmm.
Just a case.
Okay.
For my phone. Got an orca on it.
That's not new then. I've seen it.
There's a movie, by the way, called The Whale.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
About a Japanese guy flying into Vegas?
Nope.
Are we loud enough?
Why does he got to be Japanese? You know, I used to lose so much money in Vegas, I referred myself as a dolphin. And I told Jillian, I'm like, you know what? I'm not a whale.
Blow holes in your wallet?
I'm not a dolphin.
Whale, but I am a bit of a dolphin. I'm a porpoise.
The whale thing should be in perspective with what your income is, because technically...
Oh my God, if it was, I'd be a fucking huge blue whale.
if you, that's what I mean.
I lost like 3 months worth of pay because I'm that kind of an idiot.
That's crazy.
In Vegas, yeah.
That's crazy. Yeah, that would make me sick.
At one time?
In one weekend. I was doing the thing where I was like, I was so
drunk.
How
come you don't play the lottery?
And so, I do.
Oh.
No, I rarely do. But I was so stupid that I did that thing where like I made the bet way over the limit. And they had to call the pit boss over. And I'm like, no, it's okay. I don't want to put the $1,000 down anymore. And they're like, no, he'll clear it. And then I was already in. Right? And I had to do it.
And you only made $1,000 every 3 months?
That would make my heart.
That was one hand tie.
Oh, okay.
Oh, and the worst, I told this story. The worst was I woke up in the morning and I remember because I only had so much cash. What you do is you take out like $500-$600 bucks, go to Vegas.
I'm not going to the machine.
And you don't even bring your ATM card. Right?
That's not realistic.
No, you don't. You don't bring your ATM card if you're me. You realize it's not smart. By the way, welcome to the After Zap,
guys,
everybody.
Guys, in case you're Anderson, you don't bring your ATM
welcome
card.
Welcome to the After Zap. I'm Anderson. That's Mike Corona to my left. It's Ty Ty there. Doing an old school Thursday night at midnight.
Yep, totally old school.
Okay,
the way it was created.
Rides again.
Created the way it's meant to come out of the furnace. Yeah.
Yeah.
The only one that's drunk is Tyler, though.
You are a little drunk.
I was drunk. Right? Not drunk anymore.
Oh, you're not
drunk.
Seem
a little sloppy. Mm. All right, so here's what you do.
You want to run to the liquor store?
you don't take your ATM card. You leave that at home. You bring like $500-$600, whatever your limit is, your absolute limit, what you're willing to lose.
Aside from food money.
You got a credit card for that.
Can you, will they
it's
bring
kind of like
food
having an ATM
table?
Card.
They'll bring
no.
you booze.
They'll bring you
like,
whatever you want, man.
Let me get a lobster.
If you're losing $1,000 hands like an idiot.
You ever seen somebody eating at a table while they're gambling? I never have.
I have. He was a fat man. Very large man.
Bring me a lobster.
No, you know where you see that is in the high table.
As soon as you lose that $1,000, hey, can we cancel that lobster?
The high roller empty room.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because they're sitting there for 5 hours, 6 hours, Western style.
Sorry I'm late. I had, you know, I'm vain. I was in the bathroom making sure there was no, because Mike brought in his payment of tacos, Del Tacos tonight. and I want to make sure there's nothing in my teeth.
Are we on video?
No, but I didn't want you looking at me.
His taco vig.
Yeah, he's got to pay the vig, which is tacos. He pays in tacos. So here's what you do. You don't bring your ATM. You only bring enough cash to gamble at what you're willing to lose. Yeah, you got to have a credit card for like the room and incidentals.
Because your car breaks down.
Car breaks down for gas, petroleum.
I had that. Killed my car on the way to Vegas.
However.
This current car?
No.
Vegas is evil. And they are willing to allow you to sign a little document, and they will give you $600 at a time off of your credit card.
That is terrible.
Yeah.
Was it a marker?
No, it's just like a cash advance, which is like the worst kind of credit.
Oh, and then you pay like 90%.
Yeah, it's awful. It's terrible.
You pay a high percent of interest.
So what you do is you have a few drinks, and then you realize, oh, you know what? That was so much fun losing that money. I'm going to use my credit card. I was so desperate. I'm like, can I use my credit card? This is years ago, by the way. Different person. Okay.
This was year ago.
Years ago, I put my rent on a credit card a bunch of times, and it wasn't even on a credit card.
Awesome.
It was cash advance.
Oh, that's terrible.
When I wasn't working for like 4 months in between seasons, and I didn't even try to get another job. I'm like, fuck that. I'll cash advance credit card. I'm like, you know, enough for rent. Mm-hmm.
I have
and
no
other
concept
things.
Of money.
And then once I start working again, yeah, yeah.
It went to like, that's awesome because I would love to put my rent on credit card. Miles, right? You get miles to horrible cash advance. You're paying way too
horrible,
much interest.
Horrible.
Is it weird? And this is 100% true. Subway the other day, I used my Alaska Airline credit card as I want to do.
Tyler. Taking $5 footlongs all the way to your
dream
vacation.
$5 footlongs. I continue to go. It's fantastic.
Yeah.
It's all I've been eating.
It's five January.
Five January. Yeah. Anything you want in that place. $5.
Anywhere.
Really?
I don't know.
Yeah, like any of the sandwiches, except for the premiums. And the chicks that make the sandwiches, they're not $5.
Mm.
I learned that the hard way.
Because that sandwich I got at Whole Foods today was $10.
The nicest Subway guys on Christmas Eve.
God, we're back to our old form, talking about seven things at once.
They were I was like, I need to go on Yelp, and can you review a Subway on Yelp? I don't even know, but I need to review these
guys. You didn't
guys.
Find out, so you didn't do it.
No, I didn't do it. But someone needs to know that the two gentlemen working at this certain Subway in Pasadena were the nicest, most helpful. They got everything right when I said it. It was incredible.
Is it weird that he's not nice, he's not anti-nice, he's not mean, anti-nice, but he's at a Subway that I go to often after I'm done with my shift here, late at night, and he takes my card, he swipes it, and then he asks me how many miles I have on it, and I'm like, I don't know, but I haven't cashed them in.
You got five more
ever.
Now.
And he's like, will you send my family to India with the miles?
What?
Yeah, just ask me straight up. And he wasn't like joking or anything. Like, that's quite a fucking tip for a Subway sandwich.
That's ballsy.
You're like, can I just put like my 18 cents in that little.
I'm such a pussy. You know what I said?
Box.
I'm like, I don't think it's transferable.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would, but it's Alaska.
So what you do is, I don't know what that means. What you do is you sign for the little
Alaskan
slip,
Airlines.
And they give you $600 cash right off your credit card. Then you can go back to the tables and
Some people do it.
In a jiff. You wake up the next morning, if you're me, with a horrible hangover, thinking, wow, what have I done? And then the first memory is, oh, fuck, I lost all my cash, plus I took five advances out. Five.
No, really?
Five. Yeah, yeah.
Oh,
right?
God.
Here's the worst part.
$3,000 on your credit card?
Here's the worst part.
Now he's got to win it back.
Here's by far the worst part, though.
Check into the hotel for another night.
I have the slips in my pocket, right? And I'm looking at them. And then I put on my jeans. I take a shower, put on my jeans, reach in the pocket. Oh, no. More slips. There's more slips. I'd forgotten about these ones. I went. I think like six or seven times.
That's a sick.
I kept finding slips throughout the day.
Sick
but
feeling.
To be fair, you probably got like $200 of booze. So it all
probably,
evens out, right?
At the most.
Plus people were watching.
In my experience, when you're gambling, they are as slow as goddamn molasses bringing you your booze.
They really are slow.
Drinks,
cocktails.
It depends where you are, though. If you're at the IP, yeah, you're gonna need a little side drink between your drinks. But if you're at the more legit casinos, they come by pretty often. And if you tip them good, they'll
Imperial
come by.
Imperial Palace is legit. It's just cheap as fuck.
I love the IP.
It's legitimately the worst place on the strip.
No, it's not. It's
is
fantastic.
It? Well, it's,
stop talking shit about my favorite place.
Yeah,
Circus is the worst
like
place
it
on the strip.
For being terrible.
Okay. Circus is the worst dump
the
on the strip.
The dealertainers are awful.
Hey, were you old enough? No, you weren't.
I love the dealertainers.
The dealertainers. They always have Toby Keith.
What are you talking? They have a car. They have a car museum on the top floor.
So what? Who cares about that? Billy Idol is a dealertainer. Yeah. Cher.
There's always a girl that pretends to be Michael Jackson. It's awesome.
They have a car. Museum there.
It's actually bigger than the. Oh, this is so boring to everybody, but it's bigger than that car museum, the Peterson.
Peterson?
It's actually bigger. They got more of a bigger collection than the Peterson.
Tyler, I'm pretty sure you're too young to remember this, but when
Peterson
I was
is famous.
Kid,
why?
You're right. I don't remember when you were publisher? A kid.
Because either Biggie Smalls or Tupac got shot in front of it. Yes. One of those two guys. Which
Tupac.
One? Which one?
Tupac.
It was Tupac?
No.
He got shot in front of it. See what I'm saying?
It was Biggie. Yeah. It's not, that's not why it's famous, though.
That, I'm joking.
But he did get shot in front of that place.
Are you sure it was Tupac? I think it might have been Jay-Z.
It was whoever.
Jay-Z's alive and well.
Oh, yes.
Who got shot with Suge Knight? Was that Tupac?
I think everyone was Suge Knight. He's probably been shot.
Well, how was Suge Knight ever even free? He still pops up on TMZ getting arrested.
What, guys talking about gangster rap from the 90s?
Okay, so the first time.
Ooh, I saw a kid with an NWA shirt with his white dad. God, it was uncomfortable. I sat down right next to me at a restaurant, and it was uncomfortable.
Why?
Because they were talking about phone plans, and neither one of them had any idea. And the dad was like, it felt like the mid-90s, and the kid was wearing an NWA shirt with, like, the Straight Outta Compton, where they're all staring down at you, like you're on the ground. Oh, such a good album.
Hero
Straight
Shot.
Outta Compton.
The
motherfucking
crazy.
Okay, so here's the thing.
Ice Cube. Ice Cube.
From a gang called. Oh, shit.
Tyler, when I first went to Vegas, and then every time after that, I went right to one place called Slots of Fun.
Oh, yeah.
Which was the shitty. How
it's
would you
there.
Know that? It's been closed for like 5 years. I mean, they stopped the deals like 7 or 8 years ago.
It was there
ago.
When I was there 2 years ago.
Okay, here's the deal, though. 75-cent Coronas
Where
and Heinekens in front of Circus Circus.
Yeah, it's right next to Circus Circus, and they still advertise like $1 craps and like 75-cent beers.
I thought they got rid of the 75-cent beer thing
it's
like 5 years
people.
Ago.
It's homeless people and like
they never made money because people wouldn't tip. Because people go in there and they take their quarter back for getting their Corona. But that's my friends and I, first place, we beelined it. And we stood in Slots of Fun for fucking 2 hours drinking 75-cent Coronas.
Or you could just like go buy the beer at a place and it would just be
Fuck
cheaper
that.
Than that.
They used to have dollar pitchers across the street from where the studios used to be when I first got into radio. And I worked a show that was 6:30 to 7. No, 7 o'clock to 10, right? So I'd have to get in there around 6:30. Happy hour with the dollar pitchers was like 5 to 6. So
oh,
I go
dear.
Two pitchers. I'd have two
oh
pitchers.
Oh my god, you could
stumble
drink
across
pitchers?
The street to work. But they stopped doing the dollar pitchers. You know why? Homeless people flocked.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Dollar pitcher. That's
dollar
insane.
Pitchers.
Why don't they just put a no hobo sign out front?
San Gennaro.
Why didn't they?
San Gennaro's in Culver City. Was
why didn't
awesome.
They just put a smell-o-meter at the door?
Must have home to enter.
So, the dad with the son with the NWA, I know the show is awful. It's the worst show we've ever done. But he was there. They're actually dividing up the minutes. He's like, oh, so Sally, she'll get like, we get 1,200 minutes. So Sally can get 400. And then your mother, she's not going to talk much. She'll get, I'm like, is it the mid-90s? What's happening here?
That's just weird that a dad would not go, what does that shirt mean, son?
Well, I think he knew.
Maybe he bought it for him.
Yeah.
It's just a big NWA
it's just
fan.
Weird.
So I was talking about that movie called The Whale, Whale, and it's narrated very sappily by Ryan Reynolds, and it's produced by Scarlett Johansson. So it's like their love child,
okay?
Right?
But they're not together anymore.
And I know, but it was their love child, right? Mm. And it's streaming on old Fuckflix there if you have any interest in it.
And it's good.
It is, but here's the deal:
Whale.
It's a documentary.
It makes you like SeaWorld again, though, so it's very
good. Oh, good. So you can
cleanse your palate after watching Blackfish.
Which I finally watched the other day.
You enjoy that, Blackfish?
Yeah. Never another dime to SeaWorld.
None, right? So I was justified when I watched that, because when I was 14, I fucking I hated SeaWorld, and I was dragged there by friends, but I refused to go to any of the exhibits, or I just smoked cigarettes and sat down like on curbs. I got fuck this place. I'm not going to go see Shamu, man. He's a slave.
I wonder what kind of
As
security.
As the sun glistened off the golden shark.
They still got my money, too. But this whale, it's a documentary about this whale that loses his family, and he gets stuck in this sound up in like Vancouver.
Alaska?
Vancouver, okay. Right? And he's so lonely, and he so needs companionship and friendship and attention, he just makes friends with all the humans. So they all know this dog, this whale, Luna. And then there's a bunch of idiots that come in to play who are like, the whale is part of nature and you're interfering with nature and let nature take its... So like they actually have like these fishery people out there yelling at people who are like saying hello to the whale. And the whale will come right up to your boat and like let you pet it and dogs
and
are licking
And they're fishery
it.
People and they don't want to kill it?
No, it's a very upsetting movie. And plus, the worst part, the most disturbing part by far, is that it's not a good documentary. Like, it's really super sappy. And the voiceover by Ryan Reynolds is so bad, but I'm just sobbing throughout, right? Silently sobbing, but like covering my face with a pillow. And Jillian, you know, I told this story briefly on the film vault, but Jillian, you know, she thinks it's sweet, and she goes, "Oh, you're crying," and I hate the feeling. I feel so fucking vulnerable.
Yeah, me too.
And I'm trying my best, but I can't. And then, like towards the end of the movie, when it's still happening, because it was throughout, just the entire movie, I'm just crying. I do not recommend this movie because it's a bad movie plus you're crying, very disturbing. But she just looks over at me.
Wait, I thought a moment ago you recommended it. Now you're saying it's a bad movie plus it's going to make you sob the entire time.
Yeah, you shouldn't write it down.
If you hate yourself, watch this movie.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I'll watch it.
But she looks
like
over to me.
My list.
Like an hour and 20 minutes in the movie. The movie's almost ending, and the tears are still. There's wet spots on the pillow that I'm trying to.
What happens at the end?
It's not good.
Yeah.
So she looks over me.
Rape someone?
Jillian's over it, and she says, she just looks at me and she goes, "You need to button that up."
Oh.
You really got to learn to control yourself. And it's not like I'm sobbing like
button
loud.
Fly jeans?
I'm not sobbing loud. I'm just, you know, tears are produced and I have no control over them. All right. Every aspect of that movie was sad. Him losing his fucking family to begin with. Him trying to like be friends with all the humans.
Does he have a floppy fin or a straight fin?
Straight fin, because he's a good fish. He's a happy whale. He's a happy blackfish. And then there's a bunch of Native Americans involved too. You're going to like this movie, Ty-Ty.
Ooh, yeah.
Check out the whale. Yeah. But then it gets really sad when the stupid fishery lesbians come into play and they're like, "Hey, you're not allowed to touch the whale." And then he's just desperate for it. He's like a dog. He's like desperate for attention. He's like, "What? Why is everyone ignoring me now?" It's
An animal's been domesticated, you can't be like, "You're not supposed to be domesticated, so I'm undomesticated." You can't undomesticate them. That's just mean.
Oh, it's so awful.
I don't know.
You know that dolphins are getting high?
I had a feeling.
Have you guys heard? Not to be like Jay Leno, but I meant to bring it up last week, but I forgot. It was in the news.
You guys hear about this?
This is true. It's true.
Yeah, I saw it. No, I didn't read the article, but I saw the headline.
They're making a documentary. They got like this fake turtle that's a camera, right? So they got like 900 hours of footage or something. And I think a lot of this footage is like done when people aren't even there manning the turtle. It's just the shooting.
Can you imagine people like, "What do you do for work?" I have invented a fake turtle.
And I've got 900 fucking hours to watch, so I got to get back to work. Jesus Christ.
So they found this one pod of dolphins who they go and they find these spotted pufferfish.
Yeah.
Which is kind of sad because I used to have one of those spotted pufferfish.
And they dry them out and roll them up in rolling papers and smoke
them? That's not how they do it, no. Mm. What they do is like the pufferfish releases toxin if they get agitated. Yeah. So the dolphins are chewing on them ever so lightly, getting just enough toxin so that they're getting a little bit high. And then they pass this poor fucking puffer with their mouth. They flick it
puff,
to their buddy. They're totally puff puff passing. And they're getting high off of these fucking pufferfish. And they've seen them do it numerous times.
That's fucking amazing. And only so much better that their fucking name is the pufferfish.
Too
perfect.
How come people haven't started sucking on those pufferfish yet?
Well, I think it's the same kind that the blowfish that you can die if you eat it.
That doesn't get you high, though.
No, because the toxins aren't in there. The sushi chef's supposed to cut around the toxins.
I got to say, though, I have heard that when you eat that fish, that it does make your mouth numb.
I've never had it, and I never will because I'm not.
I hope I never will. I hope they don't slip it on my fucking. You know, if I order fish at a restaurant, they don't.
What if the casino said they'd forgive your markers?
Eat this blowfish.
Eat this blowfish.
Here's the catch: you gotta fucking gut it.
And you're at circus.
Yeah. Here's a knife. You fillet this live blowfish
from circus.
And you don't know how to do it without getting the toxins.
I feel like I've seen that before somehow.
What?
I hate that blowfish idea. Fucking blowfish.
Why?
Somebody was telling me about a scorpion infestation their friends had out in the desert, and it was somewhere near Death Valley. And their house.
Is this why
you
hate blowfish?
No, but I was just thinking about scorpions, how horrifying they are. And apparently,
this
person last night was telling me the scorpions are one of the most difficult insects for exterminators to get rid of. Which to me makes it. I don't know. I don't know. It makes it twice as bad.
I hate scorpions.
So do I.
Terrify me.
So do I.
But
what do you hate more, the black ones or those weird translucent ones?
They're both terrible.
Yeah, the ones that look like jelly are creepers. Creepers. We saw a couple scorpions out in Death Valley.
We did.
And I was wearing
flip-flops.
Did they
rock you like a hurricane?
I was wearing flip-flops.
Tyler.
Yes, they did.
Either continue to drink or don't drink at all.
you don't like the word. This is.
Have you seen her? Have you guys
no.
seen her?
No.
Yes.
All right.
Who?
I've seen Wolf of Wall Street and saw American Hustle twice.
Oh, American Hustle, so great,
seen
isn't it?
All of those.
Cried both times.
I got to say, second time it was almost
American
as good
Hustle?
As the first.
It was better.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, American Hustle's great.
Why
American
did you cry at American
because
Hustle?
Because I cry when things are great. I cried at. God, why am I admitting this shit to you guys? August, Osage County.
Listening.
August, Osage County.
I didn't see it.
There are some constructs that were put together so well, and the situations that they're in are so horrible and awkward particularly that dinner scene where they're all sitting around the table. One of the best things I've seen all year in movies. And I was just, my tears were rolling down the face because it was just so well put together. Nothing sad. I got to button this shit up.
I
you know when you cry, like when you hear a song that's really great or something?
Anderson, I cannot mock
like
you
that
for
that. Like that new Avicii, man. I just fucking, oh, Jesus.
Stop it.
That new NWA, that new old NWA. I cry all the time, too. And in movies, the person I go see movies with makes fun of me, too. So I can relate.
Okay.
She'll go, are you crying? No. Oh, you're crying. That's so nice. You're so sensitive.
You're
crying.
So sensitive. Come here.
And then I'm just like, God.
Oh, you cried at Expendables, too.
Oh, my God. You cried when we got popcorn. You cried when you had to pay, and I didn't even pretend to go for my wallet.
Didn't even make the half turn.
Oh, I have some big news.
Yeah.
Wait, and you just ask if we saw her and you're just moving on. There was no point to that.
Well, that's true.
Just quick survey of the room.
Guys, I feel like we haven't done the show in like weeks.
It does feel that way.
We haven't been all together, so there's a lot of energy, maybe a little too much.
Oh, it's nice. This is nice. It's nice.
But we've talked about 30 things and we haven't finished one of them.
Correct.
I'll finish one of them.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Her. So I wish you had seen it. And I'm not even talking
about
it.
I will see it. I'll see it this week.
I think that you're going to love it. And I'm not trying to make this the Film Vault Part 2. But remember that one scene? Okay, it's got such a unique look. And the love story part was a kind of a gimmick, and it was kind of gimmicky for me. And it's like,
pretty movie.
If she was a chick, I mean, if his operating system was a girl, like a real girl, it would just be a love story, which doesn't interest me. You know what I mean? Mm. Once the gimmick wears off, oh, yeah, she's not a real person. I keep thinking she is because she's Scarlett Johansson, and she's a great actress. And I keep thinking she's got just such a likable voice, you know? But once that wears
off.
Weren't
you going like, I wonder if I could get this as an OS?
No.
No.
Okay. No, I wasn't. But after that wears off, you're still left with the space that it takes place in, which is like 50 to 100 years in the future in L.A., and it's the world that they created. I fucking loved it.
It looks awesome.
I loved it. But I'm stupid, too, because it's completely not L.A. I mean, there's a couple things here and there. You can recognize a couple of the buildings.
Peterson's
not in there. But Tupac. The Pacific Design Center, which is called the Big Blue Whale out here, for those of you who don't know, it's in West L.A. and West Hollywood, and it's these three giant buildings. One's blue, one's red, one's green. It looks futuristic, so it made sense that Spike Jonze would put that in the movie. But there's this really great scene where there's this plane. It's like a Boeing, not a 747, but it's like a big-ass plane, and it's sitting on its nose. Now, I have not been to that part of town for a while, and despite the fact that this movie takes place 50 to 100 years in the future, I thought there was a good chance that plane actually exists. So after work the other night, 3 a.m, I'm like rolling around West Hollywood. Looks like I'm trying to pick up dudes. I kept driving in circles, and I was like going into like parking lots. I'm like, where the fuck is this plane? And then I finally pulled over, and there was a bunch of articles about how that plane does not exist yet. It only exists in Spike Jonze's movie, but it needs to exist. And I think that it should.
Looks awesome.
It looks so cool. Yeah. It'd be like the coolest piece of art I've ever seen in my life.
Okay, I saw that picture online and I thought it did exist.
Did you?
I didn't
you
know
thought
where.
So too? Okay,
good. Yeah, I was like, that's amazing. And that's also a little too, it was a little edgy because of the fact that
it's a plane.
It looks like a plane crash.
Yeah, a little bit. But I think that's like kind of the point. I think there's so many subtleties in this movie with the design. I have not seen design.
Whoever is in charge of kind of like the sets and overall design of shit, whatever, was being interviewed on some show. And one of the conscious decisions was there's no denim in the movie.
Yeah, they all wear like these
really
sweats.
Terrible high-waisted,
really?
Like
sweats.
Sansibelt pants. They're back.
They're like gray sweats.
It was interesting that I totally came around on the whole fact of that his job is writing people's like letters.
Right.
Because initially I'm like, that is so terrible and like that's not personal.
What is Hallmark?
But yeah, then it's like, I was like, well, in the future, there's all these people that could write. It's just like having a person that writes, you know.
Well, it's just like buying a Hallmark card where it's, and you're not seeing anything.
Wait, I thought you didn't see it, Tyler.
He did. He saw it.
Oh. I'm just making it up on the fly.
You're just reading, the synopsis on IMDb right now? I saw that. Yeah, it's great. Where was that?
So Jillian and I went and saw Fart Barf. Trying to get you guys.
Yes, I'm aware. You texted me at 9:30.
Yeah, I should have gone.
Fart Barf.
It was pretty great.
I should have gone.
Played at the El Cid. I haven't seen Fart Barf in too long.
Wes Borland was there, apparently.
Was he?
He tweeted.
I didn't see him.
He tweeted that he was going.
I saw a couple people that I recognized like as douchey fucks, Hollywood fucks there. They're getting a little douchey. Their fan base. Anyways, not packed. It was at the El Cid in old Hollywood, East Hollywood, creepy Hollywood. And on the way back, I wasn't having anything to drink. Jillian had a couple drinks, so she was feeling good, and she wanted to do something that I didn't want to do, and that was stop off at the Scientology building.
Oh, that's great.
Massive Scientology center down there. And right off of Sunset Boulevard, if you go down the side street, it's actually the facade of the Scientology headquarters, and they have this giant lit up Scientology sign. Mm-hmm. And she made me get out. She made me park illegally on the street, put on my flashers, get out, and she took a picture of me. And I was very anti, but you know, I'll do anything for Jillian. So I'm like, all right, fine, honey. And I get out, and there's a bunch of Scientologists out front smoking. Apparently, Scientologists love their smokes.
No way.
They were all smoking.
No way.
And there, and all the tables around there, we can go right now after the work. All the tables around the Scientology building, on the property, have big ashtrays.
You know, I got to look into that because I'm pretty sure that's a big no way.
I think you're thinking of Mormonism, different religion.
I don't know, man. I think Scientologists.
Well, they were all smoking, and they were wearing their little black smocks, and they were smoking cigarettes. And you can see them looking at me in the background. But I'm standing underneath this giant Scientology sign, and I'm wearing my Werner Herzog Danzig shirt. So I look like I'm a cult person, and I got the flash in my eyes because my
like
wife.
I like your choice very much.
My wife is a girl. She's a female, so she uses flash.
Did you think they were going to come try to seduce you?
I was really worried. I was making no eye contact, and I didn't. You know, I felt like I was exploiting.
Test?
I was. Oh yeah.
Yeah, me too.
I took it in Portland when I was like 15.
I took it back before the internet, so I got a handwritten letter from somebody, two pages.
I was.
I'll bring
the
it in someday. It's two pages.
I bet you it's the exact same thing as mine, which is like low self-esteem.
I guarantee it is.
You need some leadership.
You have, Mike, you, after reviewing your personality test, we've come to the conclusion you have big problems underlying.
So you are a human.
And it's
I do kind of want the book, because that volcano on the front is pretty sweet. It's a pretty legit volcano on that Dianetics book.
Yeah, it's pretty great.
I think that's where we all came from.
That book is the greatest scam of all time, man. Because, no, I shouldn't say the book. I got the tape, and I listened to it when I was a kid. And it's all
you're looking for a new cult?
All it is an ad for the book. An hour-long ad.
Huh. With
do you feel stress when you're driving in traffic? Well, chapter 19 talks about that. You're like, what? And that's it. That's what it was. It's an hour of that.
Wait, if you live in the L.A. area, I got a really fun afternoon for you. Okay. And I'm 100%
serious. I do.
I've done it twice. You got to have balls, though, okay?
Mike, you live in the L.A. area.
They have this thing. It's right next to the Cat and the Fiddle. And I believe it's
called... that has to be associated with Scientology.
Oh, it is. It 100% is. And it's this museum. It's completely free of charge. And I believe it's called Psychiatry, a Profession of Death.
I didn't know you could even go inside there. I just saw those aborted fetuses and stuff on the outside and all that shit.
Now, it's actually really... Much of it is accurate. I've been there twice. I took Jillian the second time, who is, you know, she's getting her master's in social work, and she's majored in psychology, and so she has a really good base for where all that stuff comes from and what's accurate. And she says it's 100% accurate. What you see the history, all the bloodletting that they used to do, mm-hmm. and it's all the negative side of psychology.
Psychiatry. Yeah.
Psychiatry, a Profession of Death. I think that's what the museum's called.
Yeah, it's something like that.
Or just type in Museum of Death. There is another museum. There's two other museums of death, but you should find this one. You go there, and it's actually really entertaining. It's well put together. A lot of money's put into that thing.
I didn't know. I didn't even know you could go inside.
It's creepy. And then the very last room that you go into is actually a little like, hey, good to meet you. Would you like to fill out this paperwork? The museum was free. But if you're like me, you just give everyone, you know what's coming, you give them really hard looks, and they don't bother you, and then you can just walk out, and you got to go see a cool museum for free. Museum of death. All right. And it's all Scientology, yeah.
I guess I'll do it, but I want to go with somebody. I don't want
to. Yeah, you just have to have balls and know that you're going to just be very firm and not give them what they want.
You realize that Mike will become Scientologist if this happens.
Anderson, Tyler, you don't understand. It's not bullshit.
He's going to go there, he's going to be nice and not want to hurt the person's feelings.
Because I'm just telling
she
you.
She might be hot.
I'm just telling you guys, I've never felt better.
And he's going to be like, fuck the Ace Hotel. You guys need to come and do a show. We need to do a show. We'll do a live stress test at the Scientology building.
A director I know that used to direct a lot of the Mr. Show stuff.
What's that?
He, John Travolta's wife was in a movie he directed, and he goes, I don't know what it is about those Scientologists. He goes, but I've worked with two so far, and he goes, they are the easiest to work with, nicest people I've ever worked with. Now, of course... You sort of got to be if you're the spokesperson for Scientology. You know what I mean? If you're the celebrity face. Like Tom Cruise can't be a dick.
No, I heard he's great.
I heard he's great too. He's great, and certain people have access to him in a big way, like Jimmy Kimmel, but for some reason Carolla can't get a hold of him.
Well, for some reason.
Yeah.
Hey, Tom.
Because Tom
Cruise and Jimmy Kimmel are friends. Tom Cruise has been to Jimmy Kimmel's house. But Adam is going to Jimmy's the general public night. And general listening audience of his podcast to see if anyone there can get him in touch with Tom Cruise.
Wait a minute, why? Why is he
for his documentary he's making?
So he's just asking. Oh, speaking of which, actually, that leads me to wait. Corolla's making a documentary. Is it about how to be an asshole and still make money?
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
I got home from work the other day, and I was walking from my car to my front door, and I heard someone listening to the Corolla podcast from their balcony. I was like, ooh. What if they like Corolla podcast? Maybe they like the Film Ball podcast. Maybe they like Film Ball. Maybe like the After Disaster. And they are on the second floor right next to me.
I bet
they little do they know.
We're an uncomfortable looking person. I'm not trying to alienate all Corolla fans. I still think of the Corolla fans and all the abuse.
You should just go knock on their door.
Hey.
It's me.
Hey.
It's me, Tyler White.
I'm just going to stand in my hallway and wait for someone to come home with their groceries, and they see me and they drop them. And then, like, a can of soup rolls out of it down the stairs.
So, speaking of which, if there's anybody out there that, I know this is a long shot, and I should have been asking this on the Film Ball, but I didn't realize that I needed it sooner than later. If anyone has access to a movie theater, don't even need the guts. Don't even need the inside. I need a facade with a marquee.
And the butt.
That I can use.
Basically, what you need is some guy who's got the keys.
I don't even need keys. I just need somebody who's cool with me changing the title on your marquee to a children's movie. Any children's movie. It could be Winnie the Pooh. I don't care. It's got to be a kid's movie. And I just got to set up a shot, and it'll probably
take
20.
Why don't you just shoot it at the El Capitan, where they always have a kid's movie?
Oh, that's good. Maybe I just do an existing theater that's always got a kid's movie.
Always have a Disney movie playing.
Because I need to get you brought up on the show.
I need a shot on the curb.
Hey, is anybody out there have an idea?
I could just go to a...
Calling the planet Earth.
A Disney theater.
Please.
The guy next to here, I got an idea.
You guys just solved my problems. You know what's even better? It's like I need an old lady, the interior of an old lady's house, and I've been racking my brain for like a week thinking, where the fuck am I going to find an old lady's house? And it's got to have all the doodads, and it's got to have the couch, and like with the doilies.
Your chubby neighbor's mom.
And I'm thinking, wait a minute. It's got to be just like Jillian's mom's like living room. That's what I need.
This is the epitome of wear my sunglasses when they're on your head.
So stupid. I actually thought of that like 2 or 3 days in a row. And I was on the phone with her. And I'm like, honey, wait, it just occurred to me. I'm trying to recreate your mom's. Do you think I can get access to your mom's house? Her answer was, how long would it take?
9 months.
All right, so yeah, I guess maybe I'm good. But hey, if you do have access to a movie theater with a marquee.
In Southern California or anywhere?
Yeah, that'd be preferable. Road trip. It's literally maybe a 2 to 3 second shot that I need. Ah. All right.
It'd be kind of fun shooting that on Hollywood Boulevard.
Yeah, it'd be creepy. It'd be fun.
It'd be fun.
Did you hear, all right, I know that this is kind of a themed podcast with all the whale talk and the dolphin talk with the blowfish there. And Tyler, tell me you heard the, or you, Karani, the research that this poor fucker spent 30 years of his life doing on cats.
No.
No?
Tell me more.
No. Well, it's twofold. A, it's very sad to think that this guy spent 30 years of his life, and I heard about it in maybe a 20-second boiled down synopsis of what he's been 30 years.
Your 3 decades of work will be on air for 20 seconds.
And you guys didn't even hear about it. But literally, it was 20 seconds. It was just part of the news break. But it was so goddamn interesting. I meant to, like I do everything else, to go on look it up. But here's the gist. And I don't imagine I would find anything cooler than what I learned in that 20 seconds. Cats, unlike dogs, do not think of humans as a separate species. They think we're cats. That's what this guy figured out in 30 years. Not only that, not only are we cats, other cats, we are inferior to them. We are dumb, hairless, clumsy cats.
that's amazing.
That's really how they think of us when they look at us.
If I believe that guy and I was more of a loose cannon, I would want to hurt cats.
No, you know what? I hate any kind of animal cruelty, but immediately as I was driving and I heard that,
I'll go fucking kick a cat in the face right now and show
it. Cats think that we're like clumsy, hairless, stupid cats. What do they think when they're in alleys being tortured by teenage boys?
Yeah.
What are they thinking then?
Yeah.
And I hate that. You know me.
Giant retard has me by the fur, and he's.
Let's not say.
To make you feel better about that family of 7 cats you ran over.
Yeah, you know what? Fuck them.
They know that that cars are giant tigers, though. They know that.
I don't. So was this guy? Does this guy have any kind of like background that would?
I know very little about him, but I don't think that they're going to be talking about his research of 30 years on KFI unless KFI is a
KFI.
We could all speculate about any animal.
This guy spent 30 years. He didn't have to speculate.
I've concluded that dolphins think we're all just moving, talking hot dogs. Okay.
It's very impressive. End. They actually know what hot dogs are. Yes. And have extrapolated that we are hot dogs.
And they
dogs.
Think our clothes are funky, weird buns.
What?
I don't know.
Our clothes are buns. All right, Tyler, I'm going to send you the Scientology picture.
Okay.
Mike, I sent a terrible picture to Tyler earlier this week, and I spared you.
Thanks, I appreciate it. Did it involve a man's double-headed penis?
No, I'll show you right now, though. Look. It's a cake, actually. My mom gave it to me.
When I first saw it, I didn't reply, and then I was like, and then I know if I go to the podcast and go, you get that thing and reply.
Absolutely the greatest. I feel like we need to post the Scientology picture as well as...
And good luck, Rachel.
The cake picture.
Right. Oh, my gosh. Cake. That is awesome.
So my mom gave me... she sent it to me while we were at lunch. It was kind of weird because she was sitting across from me. And my mom's already like so into the modern technology that instead of just showing it to me on her phone, she sent it to me. It's like, Mom, I'm sitting right here. But it was vengeance that she sent me this horrible, horrible cake. The cake is a giant belly with two legs open, and it says, good luck, Rachel, on the belly. And there's a very realistic-looking purple, bloody newborn head coming out of the vagina. Awful. It's really awful. We'll have to post it up there on...
it's actually funny, though.
TheAfterDisaster.com.
It's awful, but it's funny.
I love that cake.
Now, my mom sent that to me for as vengeance. Why? Because I sent my mom a text last week. I wasn't even going to bring this up on the show,
but we're here, so.
Sent my mom a text that read this. Where is it?
Tits or GTFO?
Worse. Considerably worse. All right. No, that's to my brother. It's even worse.
Do you text with your mom, Tyler?
Just sexting mostly.
Yeah.
Well.
No. I mean, I guess sometimes. Not like on a regular basis.
What are you wearing, mom? Your dad's jizz on my tits.
Oh, what?
Sorry. Jesus, I'm sorry I said
Christ.
That. Sorry I said that. Seriously. You can edit that.
That's
out
what she's wearing?
Are you mean currently or what I was wearing today?
No, she's trying to shut him up. She's trying to stop her son from sexting with her, so she like tried to make him jealous.
All right.
Sorry. I didn't approach that very well.
So my mom texts me, she says, went to Costco and got a really nice science box for $60.
She meant a science oven?
She meant science oven, but, you know, I just told her about it, so she got it a little bit wrong. Anyways. And then she goes on and on to talk about how she was very thankful that I suggested she go to Costco for the science box and this and that. And I wrote, yay. And then she wrote little, like...
Was that an American Hustle reference?
Yes. And then I wrote, and then she wrote, like, little dancing ladies, which is kind of like her thing. I'm like, yeah, I'm very happy. And then 4 hours later, I write, I'll suck your dick for $1.
Oh, no.
Hi, honey. And she just writes wrong person, and she has like the Edvard Munch scream emoticon three times. Because what happened was I was writing this while in traffic because I knew Jillian was in class for her first time in this new class because the semester just started, and I never write her dirty things like that. I never fuck with her. Plus, it doesn't even make sense. And I'm like, I was stuck in traffic, and I'm like, I'm going to write Jillian something obnoxious that's going to throw her off and annoy her when she's in class.
Good move.
But it was to my mom's.
That's weird. Yeah, I don't like that.
And I never, ever send that kind of shit to Jillian. I'll suck your dick for $1. And then I wrote, oh, no, I was trying to annoy Jillian. She's in class, and I want to disturb her. Oh, no, I shouldn't text in traffic. And then she wrote, yeah, you shouldn't. I don't think you should.
But she's in, here's $1.
So then she sent me the picture of the cake with the baby.
Ooh, she topped you.
There's nothing worse than getting caught sending a dumb text like that and then having to try to explain why that text was okay for who it was meant to go to.
Yeah,
right. But it's funny.
Plus, trying to say, I never knew
my
that.
Wife, I'll suck her dick for $1.
Right, mom, get it? Because Jillian's actually a dude.
Yeah. And $1 way too less.
Actually didn't know how to tell you, but this actually brings up something we've been wanting to talk to you about.
Is one, I'm a terrible businessman. Second, my wife's got a penis.
Hey, it's better than I'll suck your pickle for a nickel.
Hey, I don't like that.
Oh, that's what you're upset with?
Yeah, I don't like it.
The pickled nickel.
All right, in the beginning of the program, you were taking a selfie, right? And your camera was making that. Okay, I swear to God, this happened just yesterday, I believe. And I actually wrote it down on my phone, and this is how it happened. I was at the gym, as I spend too much time being at. And I was walking by this creepier dude. I was listening to a podcast in my headset. And
you've never learned your lesson. You're just going to keep going to the gym.
This has nothing. This is all voyeuristic. I'm not involved in the story other than watching. And I hear a camera click, right? And I turn around, and it's this creepy dude. He's in there. Every time I'm there, he seems to be.
You could hear that over your head.
Yeah, because it's an audio podcast.
It was This American Life. It was very quiet.
And actually, I only have it in one ear, and I always have one ear open. So I could hear the click, and I thought, that's kind of like sounds. Like, does phones still make the cameras? I guess they do.
Mine does, yeah.
And then I looked, and I saw that he had a flip phone, which, by the way, I just got a flip phone for another, because I needed another line.
Yeah.
If you want to appreciate your smartphone that you got, spend the extra $10 a month on another line and have a flip phone laying around.
How often do you press the screen?
Every time you look over at your iPhone, you feel like you're starring in Her.
That's right.
You put it in your pocket so it can just see. Why do you have that flip phone? Bit.
It's for Cole Cockle Productions. That's what I use for for everything that I'm doing on that.
It's only $10 a month?
$10 a month. And I use it a lot.
Do you say hold for Mr. Cowan?
It feels pretty good when I'm done with the call and I just snap it closed.
That's true.
It feels pretty good.
I love that snap. I love my flip phone.
I have two iPhones that I tape them together and I slap them closed on adult calls.
69 them.
When I went and bought a new flip phone when that's all there was available, and the only smartphone was the Trio. Remember that?
Oh, I hated the Trio.
Okay, I loved the Trio, but I bought the flip phone.
Right. Did you have a little pen that came out with it?
Yes.
Oh, I hated those things so much.
Stylus.
Don't you lose it?
I bought it on a Friday. I went back on Sunday. I told them I'm really sorry I made a mistake. I'd rather have the Trio, and I bought the Trio, and I went back and returned it on Wednesday when I was back in Irvine at the Verizon store.
Yeah, you loved the Trio, apparently.
I returned it, got the flip phone again. I went back on Friday, and I went, I'm totally embarrassed. I don't know what to tell you, but I'd rather have the Trio again. And because
they humored you?
They had a return policy. You could keep on returning things. And I did it 3 days, 3 days, 3 days. I went flip, Trio, and I kept the Trio and loved it.
Did you keep it the third time?
Yeah.
I get it, Trio.
Yeah, I loved it. Love that phone.
You know what's funny is when I bought my.
You'd be terrible if you were caught in a love triangle.
Yes, I would.
When I bought my flip phone, I would. Just like a couple weeks ago.
So keep your fucking trap shut, chick.
I saw the phone that I wanted, and it was like great. It was red, and it had like a big face on it, and it had like the QWERTY
easy
keyboard.
Easy to read numbers.
QWERTY keyboard that would slide out.
Yeah.
And I'm like, that's the one for me. And the guy's like, really? That's what you're into? And I'm like, that's the phone I want. Yeah. He's like, all right, I'll go. It's like a shoe store. So he goes in the back, right? He's looking for that phone. It takes him like 10 minutes probably. During that 10 minutes, I realized, fuck no, I don't want that phone. I want the flip phone. So he came out, and the guy was so good, and maybe it was just the look on my face, but like he was like still like 10 yards away from me, and he's like, you changed your mind? I didn't say a word. I don't know how he knew that.
I like to pretend that he did the laugh, too.
Oh, you know what else I did?
There was no laughing. He's Middle Eastern.
I had the Trio for...
No laughing.
There's definitely no laughing in the Middle East, unless they're laughing at somebody's camel tripping. I was going to switch.
Albert Brooks actually made a movie called Looking for Humor in the Middle East, I think.
I think you're right, and he's a comedian that goes to the Middle East.
And I heard that it was a terrible movie, so I've never seen it because I like Albert Brooks and I don't want to have a bad taste in my mouth.
I know what you're talking about. You know what I've never seen? Two movies that I heard are two of the greatest movies ever. Coming to America.
Fantastic.
And what's the other one of his that's a classic?
Oh, well, Coming to America is Eddie Murphy. So you're probably thinking of Something Across America or...
it's an Albert Brooks movie.
Yeah, Albert Brooks movie. Oh, what's it called? Something Across America. God damn it, I love that movie.
S&D's for a dollar across
America. It's not Born in America.
Sucking dicks for nickels. The other one's
defending about a year
your life.
Into my Verizon contract, went to T-Mobile because I decided now I want a BlackBerry instead. And I got the BlackBerry, and the guy
phone
goes,
tuck.
Well, it's part of the family plan. You get two phones. And I went, I don't want two phones. And he goes, well, you get two. You get the phone you got, and then you get this other flip phone or something. And I was like, I don't want them. And he goes, well, it's part of the plan, so take it. So I had two working phones for a weekend, and I returned them both and told them that didn't work where I lived. And he went on the computer and went, full strength where you live. And I went, not where I live.
You lied to him?
I go, the map doesn't show, but I'm in a valley. And he's like, and I was determined not to leave with those fucking two phones because I knew I got suckered. Like, some guy tells me you get two, and I just went okay and walked out of the store.
They just charge you tax.
Hey, you got two ears. Might as well have two phones.
Lost in America.
And the other one I need to see also, which is...
Defending Your Life.
No, Defending Your Life I loved.
Oh, it's so good.
But there's another one.
We did top five fictional places.
Yeah.
Fictitious places on the film ball a couple weeks ago.
And?
Defending Your Life might have been on there.
It's a great movie.
Heaven.
Great movie.
Heaven. Mm-hmm. Judgment City. Looking for comedy in the Muslim world was the name of his last movie, 2005.
Hilarious title.
As we all know, he was beheaded by Al-Qaeda. Al-Qaeda shortly thereafter.
I saw Albert Brooks in Vegas once, and he was blackout. Hammered, was hanging all over some chick.
I can't picture that.
Yeah. And my friend Erin ran up to him, and she's like, I'm a huge, huge fan. And he was just like, she goes, hey, he's not very nice.
Audio podcast, so no one could see that.
He was a creepy dude in Drive.
They heard you be quiet.
You know him?
He was a creepy dude in Drive, he said.
Oh, okay, I'm sorry. I thought you said he's a creepy dude. I don't know.
He's a creepy dude alive.
He's the creepiest dude alive, man. Speaking of creepy, every time I go to my gym, there's like this guy, he's like in his mid-40s, he walks with a bit of a limp, he's always very intense. He's one of those guys that like if you make eye contact with him, he's going to start bitching about some equipment that sucks or something. I know, because he's done it to me. This place, you know, they never replace anything. Like, you know those guys that catch eye contact for 1 second, they'll have something to say, and it's always terrible.
You should
and
quit.
You have to just agree.
You should quit this gym. Oh, you want me to go see if they'll do it for you? Listen, drop this guy's membership, and I'll fucking pay double.
So I'm like on this corner, right? And I can see a full view of him, and I see that I hear his camera go off as I'm walking by. So I turn and I look, and I take notice because he's holding a flip phone, which is a little bit weird because he's not me at home pretending he's in her.
Got it.
Calling Cold Cockle. Production people. So it's weird that he's got a flip phone. All right, before I move forward,
I'm afraid I'm gonna be in love with Scarlett Johansson after I see that movie.
You are,
because I already am kind of in love with her.
You know what, do you know what movie you can't see is Spectacular Now?
Yeah,
you will fall in love with her.
Yeah, I'm fucked.
Spectacular Now, you actually have to see it. You will fall
when I saw her in Traffic. I honestly just
She's not in Spectacular Now. I'm talking about somebody else. Shaylee. Okay, before I forget, what really pissed me off with phones is The Matrix. We never got those phones, and I waited.
I
so
never
patiently.
Saw The Matrix.
What? Yeah. Mike, you've...
How have you never seen
The Matrix? I've never seen The Matrix.
No, I've seen some of the footage.
He's going to watch The Matrix because it changed his life. He's going to be like, you guys don't understand. Neo is the one.
I watched about the first 15 minutes.
How do you not continue to watch?
Yeah, I don't know.
Well, then you saw the phones because they're in the first 15 minutes, and you like push a button. They're like switchblade phones, and then they pop open. Oh, they were so cool. I kept waiting patiently. Now it's too late.
Because I definitely passes. Late.
Fuckers. Anyways, I hear the guy.
How have you never seen what?
It's okay. Let's move past it.
Takes the phone.
And he takes a picture, right? And I know it's a flip phone. So I look. I'm looking. And I'm like, what? And I realize that he's pretending like he's texting on it, but he's like not being very sly. And he's
and
actually
you can
taking
hear the
pictures.
Camera going off.
And I'm like, oh, fuck. He's taking pictures of somebody.
He's a creep now.
This is a clandestine creepy pictures. Oh, no.
Do you like how I just said he's a creep now when I took pictures of people on my entire hike today? And pretended like I was texting.
Yeah, but it was for humor. I don't think this guy was doing it for humor. He's got humor.
Maybe he laughs while he beats off.
By the way, you think there's any really smart scientist trying to work on combining those two? I know we've talked about it here. On
laughing and beating off?
Yeah, because comedy and sex would be awesome if you can combine the two.
This is my husband. He's a scientist. What are you working on? Well,
No. I made a fake turtle camera, and now I've moved on.
Now I've moved on to... my next 30-year project to try to combine laughing and beating off.
Cats think we're dicks.
Yep. I'm the guy that decided cats think we're dicks. And nobody is going to double-check my work because no one gives a fuck.
Hey, once you study for 30 years, we'll talk.
How do you double-check the work?
Hey, this guy's been studying cats for 27 years and he says you're full of shit.
Well, fuck off.
Call me in 3. They don't show their true nature till 30 years in.
Right, guys. These cats keep dying.
it's always new cats. Yep, these ones think I'm a dick too.
You guys watching Practical Jokers yet?
Maybe he should have pointed out that the cats that think they're superior to you.
I was screaming.
All live in a white lab.
I was screaming at the episode where they had to.
They just happen to all live there.
No, they all live in his fucking laboratory. That's why they think they're better than him. Like, this guy doesn't even have any pictures up. No carpet. He's a fucking loser.
All right, did I tell you what?
The one where they had to dip their fries in people's food.
Oh, it's so good when they fuck with food.
And the best one was when the guy comes sprinting from out of frame. Runs in, just dashes in real quick and just keeps going out of frame. Amazing.
And Practical Jokers is so good.
Oh, and the one when... Sal, when Sal had to do the walk, and every time he had to open a thing to find out what his next punishment was, and it was just flip off an old lady, and you can't say sorry. And he finally found a woman. And
she was such a typical hard New Yorker, too.
And he just holds up his finger and starts screaming because he's so uncomfortable. Because he can't say sorry.
He's not allowed to say sorry. The first thing he had to do was step on someone's foot without saying sorry, because I guess he says, he's like you and I, like constantly saying sorry. I'm sorry. So he had to do all these things because he lost. He's the big loser at the end, and they made him do all these things in Central Park. And the first thing was like step on someone's foot and just look at them and just keep walking.
And then sneeze on someone. Sneeze and on someone. Not say sorry.
Strangers.
Sounds like it's too much of an intro to a fight.
Woof at someone's baby.
Especially in New York. Woof at someone's baby. Suggest their baby's ugly.
Oh, my God.
It's such a great show. And they're like, all such likable dudes.
Yeah.
Oh, I love those guys. Oh, they're so great.
Wow.
Did you see the one where like they have inventions and they have to like try and sell like strangers on their inventions? I don't know where they get these focus groups, but they got strangers coming in off the street and they're supposed to be like a focus group. And one of the one invention that he pulls out is a turtle, just a regular turtle, box shell turtle, and he's got like a 9-volt battery on its back. And he's like, this is a turtle, and it actually charges the battery. And he's got a pair of flip flops with bricks in the bottom. They're like nailed to bricks. But they have no idea what the invention is till they pull it out of the bag, and then they have to make something up.
I like the ones where they have to give like a speech, but the other two guys have prepared what's
like the bullet points and the PowerPoint.
They have no idea what it's going to be. So good.
All right, so back to the creepy guy.
The one where he kept handing the guy pickles at the place on the boardwalk was great.
You see the one with the hot dog, and he's like, hey, he's like running a hot dog stand.
Yeah.
And they're like, just take the hot dog. She like ordered like ketchup, mustard. And he's like, he's getting to the point where he's got her money. He's supposed to hand her the hot dog. And they're like, just throw it as far as you can into the park. And he does. And she just looks at him, this lady. She's like, you son of a bitch. That's such a good show.
I like the big guy with the kind of long hair who just never he never does the things. They're like, okay, do this. He's just like, no.
Yeah, he's so nice. He's like, I won't be asking her that. He looks like Rosie O'Donnell.
I think the short bald guy is my favorite.
Murr's my favorite.
That guy is game. He does everything.
He looks just like my actor in my
the
in
one
my
at the running store
short.
Where he had to ask like, where he was filming the guy's butt and then they had to ask him if he could take it home.
Mind if I take this video home of your ass, your glutes, nice glutes?
I got kind of a funny question to ask you.
Okay, it's a good show. Everyone should check. Yeah, it out.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
I know. I feel like we've
YouTube Impractical Jokers. The end.
So. Creepy guy, flip phone picture, right?
Jesus, a story.
Yeah, I know. Keeps on giving. So I'm trying to look. I'm so dumb. I'm trying to like
see what he's shooting.
I'm around a corner. Yeah, so I can't see because there's like a corner. There's like a wall in between, so I can see him because he's at the corner. But he's
gonna look like a co-conspirator.
So I'm trying to. I'm so stupid, and
you're
I'm
like
so
a spotter.
And I'm listening to the podcast. I'm half thinking, but I want to see what he's taking. I realize he's taking clandestine. So I'm trying to look to see on his phone as he's pretending to be reading text or doing text, but I can hear his phone going off. He's taking multiple pictures. Instead of just walk behind him and look, which I finally figured out, that'd probably be a lot better than looking over his shoulder at the goddamn camera, Anderson. So I walk around the corner. The worst part, it would have been okay if it was like, this sounds mean, but it would have been okay if it was an attractive girl.
Yeah, it's totally fine. Just take photos of girls at the gym.
You ever seen Clockwork Orange? Remember the cat lady?
Yeah.
She looked like her. She was an old yoga woman with like really skinny legs and a really thick upper top. She was probably in her mid-60s.
Do you think he was taking pictures of her like in a sexual way?
I think so.
Or in a try to be funny to make fun of her on
Twitter? No, he doesn't seem... This guy isn't like a sense of humor type guy.
You know what? I almost feel like you should have reported him for doing that because that's fucking weird to take pictures of somebody in public like that in a gym.
What would be more weird is me reporting, especially to the fucking
chicks that work there. Excuse me. That gentleman over there.
He's taking pictures of that old lady. Excuse
me, have you ever seen Clockwork Orange?
And I'm sure you'll agree with me that if it was a hot young chick, we'd all see that was made more sense. It's cool, right?
Yeah.
It's cool.
Look, I'm not trying to harsh anyone's buzz here, all right?
He's going to jerk off to a picture of a weird... I don't like that. This gym place sounds fucking horrible.
I'm going to be honest with you.
It was you taking the picture?
I was kind of excited because I just assumed that it was some very attractive girl on it. And that was what was even more like a punch.
You thought
in
it was going
to
be like your retriever dog that was like finding the
Yeah, I assumed if he was so into this image that he must capture on his flip phone.
Makes sense.
I'm like, this chick is going to be.
I got to go take a look. Yeah.
I got to take a look. So that's why it was so startling when I looked up and she was like doing yoga shit.
I'm with you.
Like her legs were akimbo.
Kind of creeps me out.
Kind of.
All right, I want the lie detector test story.
Oh.
One of these times I want to go to your gym and just have a look around so I can get a feel for the place.
You should come by.
I'll get you a pass. Come by and hang out.
I'll get you a pass.
I'm walking in with
Mike's,
a fucking...
Mike's just become addicted to working out, too. Scientology and working out.
Check out these pictures I got from the gym today, bro.
He would just wander around making vines and texting, and I could just see him on his phone the entire time.
Mm. Hey, let me plug something real fast.
Plug away. I'm way behind on your podcast.
That doesn't matter.
I've been sick for 2 weeks. I haven't been to the gym.
It doesn't matter. Thanks for listening anyway.
I'm better.
But the...
I don't like your shoes. I'm doing
I'm doing a batch of photos that I'm going to sell every month. I'm making prints, and I'm making the prints before I sell them. And there's only 3 days left on this last batch.
That you can buy them or before they're ready?
You can buy them before I take them off the website, and it's on my website in the lower left-hand side. There's a little thing called prints, and there's one that's reasonable, and there's some that are more expensive. Oh. Guess which one's selling better? I made 5 boxes of all of my Disneyland pictures from 1 year that I liked, 18 pictures, and I age them. I have about 10 hours in each one of these fucking boxes. Mm-hmm. There's a point to this. That's it. Forget it.
What the fuck?
I went through, I pulled some prints that I liked. I made some prints. I made some compilation prints of Disneyland. I made a 9-print set of Disneyland, which is the most expensive one. And then I made a couple Death Valley prints. And then I made this, these like one of five of five.
What is the
story?
And then they're in a box at the end? What the fuck?
This is Mike pitching.
I have one in my car. I'll get it for
this
you.
This is Mike being a snake oil salesman. Can you imagine Mike back in the 20s? Get your prints here!
I picked...
That's the it. That's the story. They're in a box.
Yeah, I'm trying to... No, I wanted to make
the
something unique and weird.
The worst pitch man I've ever heard in my life.
I am the worst, but I wanted to make something artistic and weird and dirty and grimy and worn out and vintage looking, so I took...
A picture of this cat lady?
I printed my 18 favorite film photos from that year... At Disneyland.
Photos shot on film by you.
Yeah, and then I roughed them up and I burned the paper a little bit and then I painted them. I took them in the shower and got them all wet and then I...
Were you naked?
Went over it with some clear coat and I did all this weird shit to try to make it look old. It was an experiment and they came out looking pretty cool. I don't know if they're worth whatever I charged on there for them.
How much?
Which was like $200 or $220.
Well, they're worth that if you'll pay for them.
They're totally worth that in my opinion because I've been looking at fine art photography lately and people are charging like $550 for an 8x10 of something. That's not even nearly as good as some of the pictures I've taken.
All right, so go over there and buy some of that shit. And, especially because it could be worth more later.
This is a better
and
end of the story
the
than
Death
what
you Valley pictures. I picked my 2 favorite Opera House pictures, which are the same ones that are on my website, but they're 24x36. They're great prints.
Great pictures, yeah. Conversation
they're big,
pieces, really.
And they're great prints. And, I mean, stuff's selling, but I still have some prints, obviously.
Well, there's still some left.
But I should have told people
why
about
it. Why is it a 3-day sale, though? What's the deal? What? Why don't you just have them up there
them
as
up
long as they're available?
I put them up
until
on Tuesday.
They're sold out.
I don't want to do it that way because I want them to be limited. And
well, they will be because you only have so many to sell.
Yeah.
You know the mean? Boxes are by far the coolest things.
What do you
far.
Do with the ones that don't sell?
I don't know.
Wait, the box is cooler
away?
Than the stuff
I'm
in the
box? I'm confused by the box. How does the box come into play?
I'll show you. I'll go get one out of my trunk later.
After the show.
Or now.
No, you should wait till after.
Okay.
I've come around. Now I'm intrigued by this entire thing.
The boxes were an experiment, and they came out pretty cool.
Found another word that Mike says weird.
Boxes?
Yeah. No, what were the boxes?
There's photos in there.
Yeah, but what was it?
What do you mean?
You tried a bunch of different stuff?
Yeah.
Did you know what you were doing?
No.
What was it?
The boxes of photos.
I know, but it was... What do scientists do again?
Study cats.
Experiment?
Experiment.
How did I do it wrong?
Experiment.
Experiment?
Experiment.
I didn't say spearmint.
Yeah,
no, that's, I did not.
Experiment. Experiment rhino.
I do not say spearmint. And I don't say refrigerator. And I don't say...
What?
You know how kids are like, it's in the refrigerator. You're like, it's refrigerator, you fucking asshole.
So you put the stuff in the box and that's where it ages?
No.
What's in the box?
I took a bunch of prints and then I felt guilty because there wasn't enough, so I found more. Mm-hmm. They're all film prints.
What did you feel guilty of?
I don't know. I'm a psycho. I'm a fucking psycho because I had 10 different prints ready to go and I ran off test prints of everything to see what looked good and what was worth it.
Felt like guilty
to
ghosts.
Then I whittled it down to 5 and then I whittled it back up to 7 things and then I whittled it back down to 4. Now,
for what? Like application?
The 16x22 prints, I know. which are expensive. I don't think people are going to buy those right now because no one's bought them. But they're well worth it.
Wait, are you plugging this stuff on professional on Drew's show where there's
No.
That's what you do it.
But the
Drew will buy them.
The Drew
No, he won't.
What I'm saying is, I wanted a set of prints to be something that can be handled like a coffee table book, but it's a box. And I don't even know if it's good or if people would even like it, but there's only 5 of them. Mm-hmm. And I'm pretty sure I'm never doing it again.
So you're doing art kind of like as if you were leafing through like LPs.
Yes.
And so you can like pull out the art, look at it, yes. And put it back in the box.
Yes. Mm. And it's grimy and it's got fingerprints on it and they're not perfectly sized.
Are
or
you selling the box?
Or anything. Yeah.
So you get all the pictures in the box?
Yeah.
What kind of box?
Why are you buying a box filled with pictures?
Stay here for 4 more minutes. I'm going to go get
is
one.
Is it like a milk crate?
I wish I wouldn't even have brought this up because now I want to keep all 5.
I totally want to keep them.
Hi.
Hey there, how are you?
Wait. Good, how are you?
Mike was halfway to the door. He heard your voice and he doubled back and sat down.
Oh my God.
That's nice.
But then we shamed him, so now he's running back out to his car to get this box of magical pictures. Hey,
I was asking if I can have it for free because I'm a girl.
What is your name?
Marina.
Hi, Marina. How are you? Kiwi pie.
I'm good. How are you?
You're not going to get shit for free. I can tell you that. If Mike's anything, he's a miser. He's very into money. He's really actually his thing. He's kind of known on the streets as the guy that fuck you over and take advantage
of you. I'm pretty sure I saw him taking money off Anderson's wallet one time when Anderson was in the bathroom.
He's all about money. I mean, they say that he would fuck over, and he has fucked over his own mother for very few shekels.
Did he suck her dick?
Wow. What? Jesus Christ. Actually,
because of the text that I sent to my mom by mistake for $1.
Yes.
No, Marina.
It was very shocking to hear. I was aware of what it was in reference to.
Marina is a longtime supporter and caller of not only the After Disaster, but also lesser shows such as Loveline. And
lesser shows like the Tom Likas show.
Oh, do you still do the... Why are you still into the Likas show there?
Because I'm still alive, son.
Because I've listened to his show since I was 5 years old.
It's probably not good for you.
That's
you ever blame your parents for the way you are for allowing that to happen?
My mom is the one that introduced me to him.
Mm-hmm. Is he still around?
Yeah.
Does he still do Flash Friday?
Only during the summer.
is Dino still there?
Where's the box?
I love Dino.
Mike, there's no box.
Yeah, there's no box. All that talk about the fucking box. Those are great pictures.
They look cool.
They look really cool, but where's the box?
And then there's this.
Mike, okay, the box.
Oh.
Wait, but that's like Disneyland box.
Yeah. They're Disneyland pictures.
But how'd you get that box?
I made it.
You made the Disneyland box?
Yeah. And they're like this.
What if Mickey Mouse finds out about this? Is he going to sue you?
And they're supposed to be old and crusty, and I aged it, and I did all that shit to it.
You know what you're doing here, Mike, is these should be used, like, in a film as props.
Those look pretty cool from afar.
And I made 5 of them.
But people like to display their stuff. They don't want to put it in a box and, like, you can't see any of it.
But that's why they're different. That's why they're...
the earnestness in his voice.
No one can hear you, Michael. Michael, come sit down.
Okay? There's a crazy man wandering around.
This is
the
an audio podcast. And you're excelling things like you're on kind of some kind of stage back in the...
I don't even know if anyone would even want
them. Now, well, how much am I holding in my hands, money-wise? Ooh, they're really cool the way you put the texture there.
Yeah.
What you need to see is that movie Drew, the man behind the posters.
I did.
That guy's a dick. I didn't like that guy.
He's the nicest guy in the face
no
of the planet.
No way he is. I didn't like that guy at all.
The nicest, most humble guy.
He was
guy.
Such a humble. He's a braggart.
You
he
are so mistaken.
He spent the first 45 minutes of the movie, Jillian and I both watching, and we're like, Jesus, God, this guy's really into himself. Everything's like, so that was my idea, and no one else had anything to say, but that was actually me. That
guy
did
is at the
that.
Pinnacle of movie poster
Fuck
design.
That guy. I hate him. I had this one framed in my house.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
But see, they're supposed to be ugly and rough and dirty, and I pour like coffee and tea painting. All over them and stuff, and they're stained.
You need a cigarette burner, too.
Here. Maybe.
I gave this to a friend for a gift.
You did?
Yeah, I got you
don't,
gave me
don't
like a
tell
throwaway.
The person that might buy it.
And
By the way, that was the first set, the ones that's the most fucked up, so that's the one I'm keeping.
So how much am I holding in my hands right now?
18 pictures.
Oh, how much?
220, I think, or 240.
$220?
Yeah.
240 per?
No, for the whole fucking box.
For all of these?
For the box, yeah, and I made.
Wait, did all these pictures come in the box?
That's like $10 a photo. That's like cheap as
hell. Wait, these are super cheap, and I'm thinking about buying them.
I'm going to tell you right now.
Yeah. Holy shit! Look at this one.
I've looked at photos.
Hard
and
to see, but it looks cool.
How many pictures? How many boxes do you have?
It's supposed to be the other way around. It's a reflection.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, Anderson, got to put it upside down. Christ.
Yeah, that's how it was taken.
I thought you just did it in Photoshop.
What are those stamps?
There's
on
no
the back.
Photoshop on those. No Photoshop.
All right.
No hashtag. No filter.
No Photoshop
stuck together,
on those.
Though, like a Playboy from the 70s.
Yeah, they're dirty. They're supposed to be. There's like a coffee table book. So they'll sit on your table.
They were owned
years.
By
yeah.
someone
Frontier
who loved Disneyland.
So I can't sell shit because I think it's all way too expensive, and I know it's way underpriced.
This is whoever buys this, especially like if you were to die or become famous or something. These are great, and all
like
of them,
Trevor and Lauren would lose their shit for that thing.
I was going to sell them for $100, and my friend goes, I'm going to beat your fucking face in if you sell this for $100. He goes, how many hours do you have in this? I went, probably 5 hours each, plus probably another 40 hours in the photos and all that bullshit.
Wait, so you probably spent 5 hours on the stuff that's in this box for $240?
Yeah. Every one of those pictures required me sitting at Disneyland for upwards of an hour to take the picture. The point was I would sit there for hours and hours.
These should be online until they're sold out. Stop taking them offline. Until they're gone, you should sell them. I got a really sweet rubber stamp place if you want to have a rubber stamp.
Yeah, you know what? Because I need a better rubber stamp because that guy charged me $50 for that and he was a pain in the ass and it's not even straight.
I got one custom made and it's my logo and the words and everything.
How much?
Fucking
online?
Amazing. $18. A wooden stamp.
Okay,
oh,
I'm pissed
so
about
great.
That.
So great!
This was $50. I had to do all the artwork and lay it out. And then I had to send it to him, and he was a dick about it when I went to pay
so
for it.
So satisfying using that stamp. Like, I'll make a phone call, and I'll book somebody to do something, and I take the stamp of approval. Stamp. Oh, it feels so good.
Do you stamp your checks?
I feel official. Immediately, Jillian just, like, popped her top, and she's like, stamp me. Stamp my chest. Started stamping all over.
Pop your top.
Stamp your chest.
She didn't really do that. I was kidding. Marina, I was joking.
I do love my stamp, but I don't like it anymore because I was...
There's a stamp on the back of all of these photos.
I do like my stamp, but no, I don't like it anymore.
Here's the deal that's weird, Mike, is that you made this box that people are going to keep in their closet or something, and I guess you can do whatever you want with it once you buy the box, but the box is kind of like, imagine like a board game, guys, and it says Disneyland on the front of it. It's all homemade.
I think you keep it on your coffee table.
This looks like something out of a movie. Like, remember that movie where the guy had the weird Disneyland box with all of the pictures that his grandfather took?
Like Jumanji-ish.
I don't even know if it came out how I wanted it to come out. In fact,
super cool. I might buy. May I buy?
No, you don't have to buy. You can have it.
Oh, okay. Guys, they're no longer available. Check out AndersonCowan.com. I might have some really cool Disneyland pictures for sale soon.
These ones are already sold.
The ones I was just leafing through?
No, these two. That one's not.
He's got
that
a big roll of pictures as well. Marina, are you interested in buying any of these Disneyland?
Don't buy it if you can't afford it.
Marina?
Yes.
That goes to everybody. That's why I don't like putting stuff up for sale.
I feel like the show's over.
Lie detector.
Closing. Oh, okay. So Jillian comes out of her master's program class tonight. By the way, Jillian doing a great job with the master's program.
How do you know?
Because she hasn't bugged me to help her with any of the papers in a while. I haven't helped write a paper in about 2 months. So
do you get like an honorary PhD?
I feel like I should be.
Right. Do you ever think she's like a kid that's lying to the parents? Think, you know, how they got fired and they just get up and go to work every day and they really are just going sitting in the park?
What?
You know how like you hear stories about the dad, not the kid, but the dad gets fired and he doesn't want to tell his wife?
Yeah.
Like, so he just gets stressed and goes to work every day? Yeah. You think Jillian might be doing that?
Oh, like she's going into school, but she's not really.
You haven't asked me for help anymore. No.
Well, then that's fucked up if she's making him write papers for the school that doesn't exist.
Hey, this is the part on the show where I talk shit about Drew. So Drew, About a month and a half ago, I come in and I'm bitching and complaining because I'm stressed. And I just worked for literally probably 5 hours with Jillian on one of her papers. And like, we're rewriting and doing rewrites and reading it over and going back and forth and getting arguments about it. It's like, you can just see the montage in your head, right? It's awful. Yeah. So I come in and I'm all stressed out and Drew's sitting there. And he's like, why are you so stressed? I'm like, because the fucking wife is in graduate school, Drew. And you know, I mean, you're the one who's warning me and I have to help her. And, you know, I'm doing... reads on her papers, and he's like, wasn't that her school? Shouldn't she be doing that? And I'm like, listen here, you fuck. I said, just last week, I saw you typing away on something that looks like a term paper, and I said, what is that? And you said, oh, my daughter. She needed me to rewrite something for her.
Are you fucking serious?
And I said, how dare you?
He's doing his daughter's term paper.
No, he was fixing some of the language that she needed help with, which was exactly what I do.
It would be sweet though if he wrote a whole section and then he put like the little like the footnote and then in the thing it said, as written by Dr. Drupinski right now because I'm writing the shit. My authority stamped.
I'm so lost.
That would be
good. Oh, I see. Like he's citing himself.
And then he stamps it because we're all in the stamps now. Stamp.
Yeah. I should bring my stamp in next week.
I'm going to get another one because
we should all have our own stamp. We stamp like everything we say.
Yeah. Hey, we could sell shit online and just stamp it. We don't have to waste time with those pens and stuff.
Hey, I sent some stickers to a very good listener, Lindsay from Canada. She wanted some stickers. She's a good supporter. And I'm like, yeah, you know what? Yeah,
and she stuck them all over the place?
So I said, we'll send you some stickers. I'm going to send you a bunch of stickers, even though you're not buying anything. But you've been sending us presents for years, much like Marina. Marina, you want some stickers? Yeah. Get you some stickers. Actually, she's got she bought a stocking, I believe Marina did. Anyways, stamped all over her fucking envelope. She might never get the stickers because they have to go to Canada and there's good stamps move. All over the envelope.
Confiscated.
Obviously, I talked about this before, but prior to 9/11.
Plus, my stamps look very, very Soviet.
I made stickers.
they look very communist.
At the CVS art department. Canada will like it. And they said letter bombing clothes and had that cartoon bomb in the middle. Hilarious. And I would put that on everything that I made.
And that was probably fine, but no longer.
It was totally fine. And now.
That was before Unabomber too, right?
No, it was at the peak of Unabomber.
Was it?
It was like a year before he got busted.
That's weird that they would be cool.
Before his brother sold him out.
All right. Light
should have blown up his brother.
So Jillian comes out of school. And she's obviously been doing. What's going on? Is Marina still there? I feel a white hiss. Jillian comes out of school and.
What hiss?
Obviously, today's lecture had to do something with polygraph tests and whatnot. And it's kind of creepy, knowing that my wife's going to be, I have her PhD and master's and. And she's going to have like all this stuff over me. God, I'm stupid.
But you think she's going to hold it over you?
No, this kind of shit. Watch. She comes out and she's like 100% serious. She goes, honey, I've decided that one year, turn it down a little bit there. The ween version of happy. She says, I've decided that when you're 62, I'm going to give you a polygraph test. I'm like, what? What are you talking about? She's like,
you're just terrified for the next 4 years?
She says, by the time you're 62, you will have done all the bad shit to me, and I want to see just how evil and horrible and how many horrible things you have done to me and fucked in our relationship. And I'm like, what the hell? And then, yeah, my heart's there already. Like, if it was polygraph test was, like, hooked up, there's fucking needles would be bouncing, right? But then I thought about it. I'm like, you know what I got to do?
She doesn't need to hook it up now that you just said that.
She doesn't
listen. Needles will be bouncing.
She's too busy. She's too busy. No, I'm not doing it. I'm just saying that it makes me nervous. It's just the idea of that. But I am a list maker. I have lists. I have like all sorts of like little notebooks and this and that. And I know she thumbs through them. And I have like, you know, for scripts and stories and character names and character traits. But one of my main books is every movie I see, I write it down. And I keep that book on the coffee table. And I'm going to get a new little book, I think. And it's just if you open it up, which you eventually will, it's just going to say things to do when I turn 63. And it's going to have a list of fucking awful, awful things.
For a dollar.
I'm going to continue to put them in there.
Here's what I would do.
And one day she's going to find it.
I like that.
If I were you, I would start working on what appears to be a vintage polygraph machine. And then
learning how to beat it?
Yes. And then I would present it to her as a graduation gift.
Let's do it now, honey.
Let's do it. Anytime.
There's no way I could ever beat any polygraph test ever.
I don't think I could either.
Ever.
I don't think I could either.
I feel like, and I think I would be more nervous by the old ones versus like the new ones. Fuck with like
yes. The more I studied and on how to beat it, the more I'd fuck up. Because if I put tons of energy and effort into beating it, when it actually was game on, I would be so panicked about blowing it.
Yeah.
It would be counterproductive.
You know what? I would like to take one, except for I would like to take one for kicks just to see what it's like. And I'm just curious. I'd like to be hooked up and take
it.
We're
going into hacky radio territory.
But I know. No, not for the show. I just want to do it. But I'm terrified.
I want to take a polygraph while sitting on a Sibian.
I'm terrified. I'm terrified that someone's going to. I really have this fear, which doesn't make any sense. They're going to be going, okay, is your name Mike? Yes. What is your last name Carano? Yes.
Well, you've already told one lie.
Did you ever suck a guy's dick in the park? No. They're going to start throwing things at me like, oh, did you ever steal money from your dad? Hey, unhook it.
What I think I would do is I think I would try and trick my mind into believing that I was lying about things I was telling the truth and vice versa.
That might be how you do it.
But then, so the wires are always going crazy. And it's just like, this guy's got heart arrhythmia. Right?
I just ask you, we can just practice. I can just ask you a bunch of questions. Not right now, but in our free time.
And okay, you want to start?
You can think every question is.
Jillian's like, I've been working full time and going to school to get my master's. How have you been spending your time? I've been practicing with my Toronto how to be a polygraph.
I'm just going to think.
Tyler comes in wearing a suit. He pretends to be a really official guy.
Wearing a white lab coat with a cat.
I'm going to assume every question is, do you breathe air?
But if you just said, like, yes, like, right away as soon as they ask the question.
The guy who administered. Yes. Next. Yes, next. Next, next, next. No, no, yes, no. Next.
Mr. Carano, you're not cooperating properly.
The idea that a dude is sitting there with a short sleeve collared white shirt on with a pocket protector.
Oh, is that the short sleeve?
Yeah, and he's the guy that's doing it. I don't like that.
Over.
Yeah, because I feel like he could see right through you. I don't know what the machine says, but judging by his eyes, he's a fucking liar. That's what I'm waiting for the guy to say. Right. I love the idea that like spies can beat the polygraph machine.
I think just sociopaths.
Probably
people that actually believe their own shit and they don't get. I think Corolla could beat a. He just, his heartbeat never changes. Like he used to brag about how on the Man Show, like audience members would have to spin this wheel of doom or something, and like all these different things it could land on would be horrible. One of them was like Adam or Jimmy pees on your wallet, and somebody got that. And I guess Jimmy couldn't pee. Like he's like, and Adam's like, hey, give it to me, I'll do it. And he's so proud that he. They had like a urinal up on stage. She threw the guy's wallet in the urinal and just started peeing. And Corolla was so proud that he's like, ah, I don't care. What are you going to do? Like, the guy, he just never changes. Like, he's just got.
That's your go-to Adam's cool under pressure story? Is it peeing on a guy's wallet?
In front of like, 500
this guy
people.
Is so cool.
150
he
people.
Wiped his ass with
hey,
my
guys,
chihuahua.
That was his
and
story.
And he didn't even flinch. It wasn't even a problem.
That was his story. I'm just telling you that he doesn't get nervous. He doesn't. Yeah. He's the kind of guy you want to lead you into battle.
But I think people like us taking the test would be nervous on every question.
Right.
God forbid he ever goes to war and you're like, hey, it's cool, you can trust him.
When Jillian told me tacos for dinner, I don't know, is that okay? Just answer the question, sir.
Was there
something wrong with eating tacos today?
No, you're talking about guilt rather than telling the truth or not.
Might have the same effect.
That's not what it's not trying to figure out what your moral compass is. When Jillian told me to button it up, I tried to explain to her. I'm like, and I got all like serious too. I'm like, honey, look, I know that I'm a bit of a pap. I understand that. I know that I'm crying about a goddamn whale that I never met. It is, and then I started crying more. Just talking about it.
Why haven't
awful.
I met him?
It was awful. The only movie that I can remember seeing in recent
all I wanted
that made me cry more was that goddamn Cove. Jesus, the Cove.
You and fucking fish.
I know,
fish.
See some wildlife
not
videos.
Fish. All right. Blackfish actually didn't make me cry, I don't think. Cove, though. Jeez. But I'm like, so as I'm crying, I'm like, but I know you think I got a button up, but honestly, if like shit hit the fan, it's true. Like if something really went down, I could take care of business. I could, you know, load up
I'd
the dogs.
I'd have a cry, and then I would take care of business.
I can take a shovel to like a man's head if he's coming after my dogs. And
fuck
Jill's,
yeah.
You know what I mean?
I could do that just for kicks.
Speaking of shovels to head, check out that that Osage County. August, Osage County.
Okay, I will.
Yeah. Parts of it are very flat. It's not a very good director. It's not well directed, but the acting is very, very good. And
What about Nebraska?
Love Nebraska. The guy that wrote it, Tracy Letts, he's the guy that did Bug, which is, oh my God, so hard to watch. You seen that one? Michael Shannon? Meth? Oh.
Mm-mm.
Michael Shannon doing meth in motel room for 2 hours. It's so great. Tinfoil everywhere, Ty. And then he followed it up with the little Killer Joe. You seen the Killer Joe yet?
I did.
Oh, yeah. Same writer.
Killer Joe. Uncomfortable. Good.
You know what the wife doesn't like? Jillian doesn't like it when I try and show her the drumstick scene right before we go to bed. She gets very angry at me, and she goes, why in the world are you showing me this after like 30 seconds? I'm like, because I remember it as being very funny. You're not enjoying it? No.
How great was Matthew McConaughey in Wolf of Wall Street?
He's pretty great and everything.
I can just watch that part over and over and over and over. He's really skinny, though. I guess that was probably around Dallas Buyers Club time.
You seen that Dallas?
No.
Oh, we had a horrible human being in here the other night.
Jared Leto?
No. We got to go. That's the show. Hi, everybody.
Good night, you guys.
Buy Mike's box things.
No, you don't have to. If you can't afford it, don't buy that shit.
Well,
I'm telling you.
The people that can't afford it aren't going to. So
I wish you were in Vegas behind the cage.
Sir.
In the cage. If you can't afford it, don't get this other $600
sir,
on your credit card.
I'm doing this for your own good. I need
the
you to step in this other room.
Ever.
I need you to step in here and take a polygraph test to let me know that me taking your credit card is going to be okay.
He's the worst pit boss ever because he's constantly trying to sell Disneyland pictures.
Hey, is there a way?
Fading us out? Don't do that! You can't do that! I'll scrape through!
Is there a way to gamble with a polygraph machine on you?